Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sales with Kales podcast, the podcast where I teach you actionable and easy to implement sales tactics and techniques so you can walk away from each episode with a new insight that you can apply straight away to your sales process and sell more confidently. Let's get right into it. This is Sales with Kales. Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 15 of the Sales with Kales podcast. And today we're going to be talking about the power of framing a consultation. And if done properly, it relieves the tension on your prospects. It allows for a much smoother sales conversation and a much smoother transition into your prospects saying, yes, they want to do business with you. And if used properly, it is so effective. I'm going to jump right into the phrase and then I'm going to explain after why it's so effective. So let me preface it a bit here. When you're about to sit down for a 1 hour, let's say it's a 1 hour consultation with your prospect, this is how you start it. And this is with the intention of at the end, getting them as onboarded as a client. So John, I really appreciate you taking the time today. I'm glad we could find the time on both of our schedules. I just want to set the intention here for this 1 hour meeting today. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to dive deep into what you're looking for, your goals, your challenges. And I'm really going to determine whether or not you and I would really be a good fit in working together. Now, John, if I do feel that you and I would be a really good fit, I'm actually going to recommend one of my plans or packages for you. And after I do that, you're going to tell me one of three things. The first thing is, yes, I love it. This makes total sense. Let's do business. Let's start today. The second thing you can tell me is, no, I don't think we'd be a good fit. Let's not work together. And John, I just want to let you know, if that's the case, that's totally fine too. The third thing you can tell me is, you know what? I want to think about it, or some variation of that. And I'll be honest, John, when someone tells me that they just want to think about it, it's usually a polite way of telling me that they're not interested. So can we come to a simple agreement today, John? And this is when you stop and they're going to say, yes, we can. Get that verbal commitment. Yes. Yes, Jordan, we can come to an agreement for sure. Great. Can we agree by the end of this, can we take option three off the table? Because like I said, it's usually people telling me they're politely not interested. So if it makes sense, we'll do business together. If it doesn't, we'll part ways, and I hope you still got some good value out of it. Does that sound fair to you? And they're going to say yes. Every time I've done this, and I've done this a lot, nobody says no. It sets the preface of the conversation and it sets the intention. Everyone likes having an itinerary. No one likes to go into things blind because then they create their own judgments, their own assumptions. And we tend to think negatively about certain things that we are unknown of. It scares us. So this is where all that tension, that sales tension builds. But by doing this, it breaks down so many sales walls that have been built up for years in your prospect that it leads to just, it's so amazing because it relieves all the pressure associated with saying yes and no. And to start, basically, we're going to go into what this does. And basically, the first thing it does is it relieves the decision-making pressure on their end. Prospects have been salesmen have been stereotyped, and prospects have been conditioned to feel obligated and pressured into saying yes. Every single person has had an experience in which a salesman made them feel bad about saying no and pressured them to the point of feeling extremely uncomfortable. Now, because of this, everyone, when it comes to that point of the sale, people don't want to say no. They've been conditioned to fear the word no because it just creates tension and an argument, and that's what most people have experienced. So you know what they say instead to salespeople now? They say, oh yeah, I love it, everything's great. They basically lie and say, I just wanna think about it, or I just wanna talk to my wife or my husband, when in reality, that's a no for sure. There's no way that's happening. But they're just saying that as a polite way of saying no. What this does is by bringing up and bringing to the forefront and telling your prospect, listen, it is totally fine for you and I to not do business today if it doesn't make sense. All you have to do is tell me. There'll be no more questions asked. It's all good. It takes away the fear and it relieves all that tension, that sales tension that's been built up for years through bad sales experiences. It's so great. You literally can see the weight lifted off your prospect's shoulders once you say that. What it also does is it disrupts their traditional way of thinking. And the traditional stereotype against salespeople is that they want everyone's business. They have no set of criteria and they'll do anything to get anyone's business. So when you tell them that you don't need their business or it's fine that they say no, what it actually does is create a larger amount of desire. So this means it's actually good to tell your prospects that it's totally fine if they're not interested. The last element that's involved in this is called the commitment consistency bias. And what this is, because I've talked about this in other podcasts before, that it's basically when someone states a commitment publicly, they are more congruent to that identity. So if they say yes or if they say no, they're going to be more consistent with their actions in that direction. Now, this doesn't mean that they're 100% not going to say I have to think about it, because they sometimes will. But the funny thing is I've had experiences where people afterward, you can visibly see them squirming because they're committed to not saying I want to think about it. They say things like, it's actually almost laughable, because you can see how uncomfortable they get when they want to say I want to think about it, but they told you that they wouldn't. So they say, I know I told you I wouldn't think about it, but like, please, it's like they're begging you to say it. And it just allows for much more transparency. So if they do say they want to think about it, which might, they're going to be much more open about why they want to think about it in comparison to if you didn't preface it. They're just going to say, yeah, I want to think about it, but they won't tell you the real concerns with why. So if done confidently, you have to say this in a confident way. Otherwise, it'll get misconstrued. It won't work. And you have to get their verbal confirmation. A lot of people I've trained do this and they don't wait for their prospect to say yes. So, John, can we come to a simple agreement? You have to wait until he says yes. Yes, Jordan. And then you say, amazing. If it makes sense, let's do business. If it doesn't, we won't. Does that sound fair to you? Two yeses you have to get before moving. You don't want to jump right into the end saying, does that sound good? It's rushed. It shows lack of confidence. So you want to make sure you go through these steps properly. Otherwise, it won't work as well. Try this out next time you go into a consultation, next time you're trying to sell a product or a service and you're in a Zoom meeting or you're in a meeting and your goal is at the end to get them onboarded as a client. Frame your consultation in this way and watch how much better your sales conversation goes, and watch you relieve the tension of yourself and your prospect by just doing this. It's crazy. It works great. That's today's episode. This has been Sales with Kales. I really hope you guys got some good value out of this one. Until next time, take care.